Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And bit cold this morning after a crazy winter storm that was all kind of all over the place yesterday. Certain areas getting dumped on over a little over 2 feet of snow. Some areas getting to about a foot. Today's on to the cleanup. I'll tell you, I tried to clean up multiple times yesterday. And I know that today's going to be another day, almost like it was brand new. So we'll get out there and clean up. Maybe when it warms up a little bit. I mean, it's 12 degrees out there. I know that last night I was looking at the temperatures before bed, and it was saying it was 7 with a real feel of negative 22. So, yeah, I guess we got that going for us. But, it's going to be some cold temperatures the next couple days. And I was actually, it's changed since, but I was watching the weather like always earlier last week. And Thursday, Friday, it was supposed to be in the 50s. So I was saying, wow, you know, typical New England weather here. You know, we get snow, and then we get the 50 degrees where we'll all want to be in shorts. But it's not looking like that way at this point. We're looking at low 40s. Still, almost like a heat wave compared to what we've been going through. Some real cold temperatures. We're really feeling winter, right? We're starting to feel that winter. I mean, we haven't really had a crazy winter since probably 2015. 2015, we had the record snows for the year. I remember at that time I was living in Lowell, and I remember the news coming on and saying that Lowell, Massachusetts had more snow in 2015 than Anchorage, Alaska. That right there was something where I was just like, wow, I never thought that would happen. We're not there at this point, obviously. But I know that Boston had historic snowfall that they haven't had in a long time. Also stating that they're well above the average of what they would have had at this month. So we'll see how it goes, right? I mean, the past number of years, the snow starts about this time and then will hit us through February. And then maybe a little bit into March, but not, you know, usually it's gone at that point. We'll see. I mean, the weather changes almost every 5 seconds. I tend to take a look at it a lot, but I haven't seen any snow on the horizon. Maybe in a couple weeks, but I'm not seeing anything. But we shall see. Because like I said earlier, I mean, it was supposed to be 50 end of the week, complete difference from the snowstorm, but we'll see what happens, for all of you. I know the totals were different. You go on the south of, Massachusetts, you know, towards the Cape, not on the Cape, but towards the Cape, that lower area. I know they were getting, you know, 16, 18, 24 inches. I saw videos, or I saw a picture of one of my good friend's sons out there, and he's about 4 feet, and they measured it as half a Joey. So they definitely had a good amount of snow there. I know all the kids are enjoying it, get to spend it on the weekend, and the parents are enjoying it because the kids get to go back to school on Monday without missing a day. So, anywho, snow like this brings on the thought of poor man's fertilizer. My father used to say it all the time. All the time where he'd kind of be like, all right, we get it. Yep, poor man's fertilizer, Dad. Yep, uh-huh. But it makes sense. Multiple reasons why, but this snow is really going to help insulate the ground underneath it. Let's hope it stays for a bit. I know that 40 degree temperature is coming, but let's hope at least some of the snow sticks around, because we've been having some crazy cold temperatures and, you know, followed by some warm temperatures, which is affecting our yards, our gardens, etc., because of this cold, then warm, cold, then warm. I mean, I noticed on Friday that the temperatures were in the mid-40s at one point before the storm. And it was warming up, and then it goes down to extreme cold. And that's kind of what the trend has been. So having this is really a good thing for us. Just sit above the ground, insulate our plants, keep the ground at the freeze-thaw level so it just kind of sticks. You know, it's, I'm reading an article that I always read about this time, but on there it states, it's been calculated that 10 inches of light snow can have an insulation value of R18. I don't know what R18 means, but they follow it up by saying similar to a 6-inch layer of fiberglass insulation. I know what that means. That means it is keeping it level, keeping it the same, and really just taking care of underneath it. So that is something that we really, you know, this is a good thing. I hate to say, you know, 14, 24 inches of snow is a great thing, but this is a good thing for our gardens. Maybe not for driving, maybe not for the roads, maybe not for those things, but for driving, for plants, great thing. So, we definitely want to... we definitely want to enjoy it for our gardens. So, let's, you know, continue to work with it. But the thing about, you know, the poor man's fertilizer, why did I bring that up? So, there's nitrogen in this snow, right? And it can actually, when it's thawed and it starts to melt and everything, it actually can release some of those nutrients into the soil. It doesn't do, we're not talking, you're going to have last year you had a light, almost yellow color, and this year is going to be bright green. That's not what it's doing, but it does have some release to the soil and will actually have benefits. You can actually, in an acre of land, it can be about 5 to 10 pounds of nitrogen. So not a lot, but still some. And so that is a good thing as well. It's a good thing with the snow. Multiple reasons behind it, like we've started to discuss. But hopefully, you'll wake up a bit, be able to clean up the yard. Maybe you did it a couple times yesterday, clean up the driveways. I know the plow crews were out there working as much as they could with less manpower out there and doing a great job. So we'll try to enjoy this snow for another day and then get back to work on Monday. Now, if you have some questions, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And still got all that snow on the ground, so hey, why not, right? The I started talking about that poor man's fertilizer, right? And it's just interesting to see everybody, the different opinions, right? Because my father used to talk about that all the time. So I just, you know, that term is kind of just stuck in my head. I go around looking at the different things just to see what everybody else says. And I found something that was interesting about it. They were actually saying that the nitrogen levels that actually come from lightning and rain will actually emit a greater proportion of nitrogen than snow, but the snow actually feeds the soil slower. So lightning and rain are also a good thing. Obviously, we know the rain is, but they will give it like an instant. The nitrogen's there, and boom, it goes. But it doesn't really slowly release into it, right? Whereas that's why they kind of consider snow the poor man's fertilizer, because of the way it cycles. Slowly goes into the soil as it melts and goes in that way. So it's interesting, you know, that Mother Nature has its own way of adding some of this nitrogen to the soil. You know, it's, you could read 100 articles and see 100 different things about it. And one thing, I'm reading one article that was saying that, she remembers that her father used to actually plow the snow into the soil at the end of the season. because it has, the nitrogen. And even some will even say there's a little bit of phosphorus. I think mostly nitrogen myself. Neither one of these are going to do a crazy amount of difference, but it's free. It's there. It's natural. Might as well use it. So, I'm trying to look at the bonuses of the snow, right? We do live in New England, so we're used to it. We haven't seen a good storm like this in a good amount of time. Hey, we'll enjoy it. We've been having very minimal snow up here in the past couple of years, so try to enjoy it while we can. I know my kids are loving it. My kids were, we're having a blizzard conditions in there, and they're like, all right, let's go sledding. Let's go. And so they got to enjoy a little bit of sledding yesterday. Today will be the big sledding day for them, but they're excited. And, they got another snow day for the weekend to enjoy, and we'll enjoy the partial benefits of this snow for our lawns, our gardens. But just remember, this is a good thing to stick around for a bit. On the ground, around our plants, insulation, especially with the fluctuations of temperatures we've been having. I mean, I don't remember a year as well where the temperatures have fluctuated so much. I mean, like I was saying when we started out, I looked at the temperatures last night. It was 7 degrees out. Actually, it might have been 1. And, then you go online, you see the real feel, and it was saying like it was negative 22. I mean, imagine our plants without any cover, without any insulation like this, and it's really can affect them. So we definitely, this is a good thing to have for our plants. And that type of thing. But what we should think about doing once this is gone is thinking about taking care of the areas where that salt spray has been and what the salt can do to our plants, to our lawn, etc. We can discuss that and more as the show goes on. But if you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back to explain what to do about that salt. We'll be back soon.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Huge snow totals up in the Northeast, especially in New England, but it was in New York where two people lost their lives because of that winter storm. Police on Long Island say that one elderly man apparently was shoveling snow and fell into a pool and died. Earlier that day on Long Island, a snowplow driver found an elderly woman dead inside her car.
We are going to take back the White House.
That is former President Donald Trump promising to take back the White House as he spoke at a rally in Conroe, Texas.
And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 launch that was supposed to happen last night was scrubbed because of bad weather. And this is USA Radio News. Musician Neil Young seems to have started something, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell, whose music garners 3.7 million monthly listeners on the platform, released a message. She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Spotify announced on Wednesday that it would remove the entire catalog of Neil Young, who has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niles Lofgren, the guitarist from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has also pulled his music from Spotify.
A member of the Manson family being denied parole, 74-year-old Robert Beausoleil, was turned down Friday. He was convicted of a July 1969 murder, and this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we started just touching base on, you know, what to do when spring hits, the snow is going away, and what we can do to help take care of our lawn and our gardens and that type of thing when the effects of all the salt that have been put down on the roads, that have been plowed closer to your lawn, etc. You know, that salt can burn the lawn, burn your shrubs. When the ground thaws and it starts to seep into the soil, but we can actually do something about it. You know, for years upon years, it was always once that snow melted in those areas, get out there and put pelletized gypsum down on the soil. Just get it all over those areas, especially even around like arborvitaes. So that, you know, when that plow comes down, and if it comes down at a good, you know, speed, it can actually push some of that salt deep into your yard. So there's multiple things we do, right? We're putting down that gypsum, but a couple things to be looking at. You know, when it thaws and when it's melted off, you know, the great effects of this, the nitrogen from that snow. What you're going to see on the lawn is you're going to see some of those salt pellets. You're going to see some of the sand. You're going to see all those things on the first couple feet of your lawn, of the edge of your property. You know, we're going to want to clean that up, obviously, and get it off of the soil, get it off of those areas. And then once it's cleaned up, then you would put that pelletized gypsum. You know, that was a number of years ago we talked about putting down the pelletized gypsum. At this point, we'd be looking at using like a faster acting gypsum. Because the salt's been there, and usually by the time we get to get that cleanup. The salt has already started to seep into the soil a bit. So we want to try and do that quickly, right? We want to clean that area up quickly. And I don't mean get out there with that shovel and rake and clean it up right away. You know, obviously we want to get that done. But once that is done, the parts that have been released, we want to push that through the soil. And that's where the fast-acting type gypsum, where it would be like a sulfur, right? Natural Alternatives has that product, sulfur, that we'd be putting down in those areas to help move any of the salt, any of the, the salt that's really going to take away from our lawn and gardens and help move it through the soil quickly. You know, obviously, we can't get all of it. But the idea here is to not allow the salt to be the only thing that is there. The only thing that is slowly pushing into the soil and into your gardens, your lawn, etc. So, you know, we talk about all the time, you know, for our driveways and walkways using, you know, the products that are safer for your lawn, for your pets, etc. But those products are so expensive, your towns, the cities and towns, are not going to be using those products. They're going to be using rock salt. And so that is still a factor for something to be thinking about. And that rock salt they put down, usually, you know, on the really, really cold storms, they will put just the straight salt down. Sometimes they will mix it with the sand as well, so it spreads a little bit more and you get like a little bit of that traction, obviously. But it can affect the edges of our property. That's where that pelletized gypsum, you know, the fast-acting gypsum, like a sulfur from Natural Alternative, like I was saying, you could also use the product of Love Your Soil, right? These are all things we should really think about first thing in the spring. It's almost like I talk about using these products to help release some of the trapped nutrients, those types of things. But this year, going into the spring, for the property areas that are closest to where the streets are and the plows have gone through, I would be putting that Love Your Soil down as soon as you can on the ground. I'm not talking if this melts and goes away middle of February. I'm talking as soon as the season really starts for spring. And that could be March, mid-March. But we want to put it down to break up some of that salt that is going through the soil. Same thing around if you have a hedge. And a lot of people have like a hedge at the end of the yard by the road. Or maybe it's on a side street. By the road, that salt is going to hit those plants and affect the color and the fertilizer and the elements going into those hedges. A lot of times it's arborvitaes that we can see it, where the bottom part of it will start to turn yellow because the plow will come around and, you know, it's going quickly. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going 50. If it is, that's a bit aggressive, but it's going quickly so that it can move the snow further off of the road, so it can push it back. And so it can get some distance into it and get onto your shrubs, trees, etc. So that's where this fast-acting type gypsum is going to help those as well. It's going to open up the pores in the soil, allowing that salt to wash through quickly that's gotten through. Like I said, we're going to need to clean it up too. So by raking it out, cleaning it out, any clumps of any of the salt or anything like that that you're seeing is only going to help your plants by getting rid of it after the season, the storms are over. So, you know, we can do our best to get our walkways and our driveways taken care of with, you know, non-rock salt that are not going to affect our lawn and garden, etc. But we do need to worry about what's being put down from the from the road. And listen, the salt needs to get used. I'm not against the salt by any means. What I'm really saying here is we need to take care of our gardens and yard and lawns after. That's our part. The city and the state are doing everything they can to keep us safe on the roads, and they got to put the salt down to help us. Then it's our turn to clean up. You know, we add it to the list of things to do first thing in the spring. You know, you notice a lot of people first thing in the spring will be cleaning the edges of the road by their house. It's because they're getting all that sand and salt up so that their lawn underneath it can breathe, can actually get up a little bit. Now, if you're in one of the areas, if the salt, if the snow melts and it opens up the lawn area, take a look. If you can get a rake on there and get it off there, have at it. But don't go crazy trying to rip it off, because you will do more harm than good, because you'll be ripping at the lawn versus cleaning up. So, you know, there are times that we can do it. We'll take a look in the future of the temperatures, you know, hey, in the 40s. But we've got a good amount of snow in a lot of areas, and it's going to be here for a bit. So might as well you just deal with it, right? So if you have some questions about what to do with this in the lawn and garden, give us a call at 855-660-4261. And anything else that you want to discuss today on this snowy, cold morning and one of the last days in January. We're almost into February. Winter is, I'd say, almost half over right now. We're getting close. We're about like 50-something days away from spring. So we're getting there. Our days are getting longer. We're starting to warm up a little bit here and there. But we're not far from spring, right? We got to think spring. Think about what we're going to do this spring. Think what we're going to be looking at, etc. We can talk about some spring type things and what we can be doing to get ready for this season. I know I got an email from one of the websites. They always send stuff to us. And I was like, yep, we're going to talk about this weekend, because I know that it's going to be snowy and we're going to want to think spring. One of the things we can talk about is some plants. They actually 7 flowers that attract the monarch butterfly, right? So we can discuss that in a bit here. But it's one of the number one plant on it. I think people are going to say, what? Are you serious? But it is so true. The number one plant of this that they say attracts the monarch butterflies is a weed. It's called goldenrod. A lot of you might know it because you have allergies and say, I'm not planting that. Well, I get it. It's going to naturally be there for you anyways. But goldenrod can actually be planted. Garden centers sell it. But that is a huge attractant for monarch butterflies. So we'll discuss those plants and more as time goes on. Warm up a little bit here. But there are, you know, there's so many things to think about with spring and be ready for the spring season. You know, while we're still in that winter time, that feel, I got a email yesterday, and they sent me a picture of their grandfather's Christmas cactus. Now, the plant's over 50 years old, and they've been using the Espoma fertilizers, and they, you know, they use the closet method. And this picture of it, I'll tell you, this thing is gorgeous. So Christmas cactus, you know, we talked about a couple weeks ago, maybe right after Christmas, how, you know, some of these plants that we get for Christmas, don't throw them away. They can last. And a Christmas cactus here just by this picture, 50 years old. Oof. That is pretty cool stuff. So those are things to discuss as well. If we still have some of the plants from after Christmas and we're saying we want to keep them, Christmas cactus is definitely one of them where you can keep throughout the year. Because 50 years young here, that is something else. It's a great looking plant. So definitely some plants from the holidays that we can continue to use year after year, right? And Christmas cactus is one of the top ones there. Now, we have plenty of time in the show to discuss all these things. And coming up by 8:30 today, we'll have Cian from Wild Delight talking about what to do with this snow for our birds, because a lot of our stuff is covered now. We'll discuss that in the future and more. Give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And during the break, I got another message from another listener. Their Christmas cactus is 70 years old. Amazing. Tell you, these Christmas presents, these, Christmas seasonal type plants, they're not just one and done. So definitely really cool to see these pictures. But 70 years old, that's awesome. That is something else. As she says, a family heirloom. And the fear of doing something wrong to it, I would be scared myself. So. But pretty cool stuff. Now, last segment, I started mentioning a little bit about the flowers to attract the monarch butterfly. So we talked about, and I brought it up, the goldenrod, right? You know it as the weed. The one where a lot of us say, oh, I'm allergic to goldenrod, get rid of it. Yeah. I'm allergic to it too, as the heavy pollen. So I get it. And it's easily dispersed through wind, but this plant really helps butterflies and brings butterflies. It's a heavy pollinator for a lot of our plants. There are styles out there that are meant more for the flowers than for the pollen, for the allergy aspect of it, right? So definitely take a look into it, but goldenrod is a huge one. Typical one that, probably should be number one because it's the first thing you kind of think of is the butterfly bush. Now, I know some out there think this butterfly bush is a weed. Kind of grows like it. So I get it. but it really attracts the butterflies. The way the flowers are, small tubular flowers, will actually allow the monarch butterflies to cling to that area and get that nectar easier. So it is something that really is beneficial for, you know, monarchs especially. Now what else? Cosmos, this flower is a flower that is rich in nectar as well. One crazy thing about it is it might look like one flower, but it's actually made up of many different tiny tubular flowers surrounded by a ray of petals. So that's center of the cosmos. That's where the flower is. And that's one of those things where the monarchs will get into it easily. Now, an annual in our area that you'll see, you know, growing freely in places like Florida would be like lantana. A lot of people put it on like a porch or a balcony, something along those lines. That, when it is in full bloom, is a huge source of nectar for monarch butterflies. Another one is the lilac. Lilacs, some of the, you know, repeat bloomers help those butterflies. Now, one that you've probably heard, milkweed. Now, without the milkweed plant, there can be no monarch butterflies. Simple as that. This family of plants, the milkweed, they actually help with the monarch larvae. So it makes it actually, the predators don't like the plant, like the monarch. So it actually helps them survive and continue going. And finally on this list is the zinnia. And large butterflies like the monarch here enjoy a wide open space, right? They can kind of go through everything, and zinnias are a nice, easy way to be planted out there. The colors you're looking for, red and oranges, those will actually even bring in some hummingbirds. So, you know, we've talked about all the different wildlife, all the different pollinators, but hummingbirds would be great to have there as well. So definitely adding some of these seven plants to your garden this year, if you want to attract monarch butterflies, is the way to go. We're going to take a break here. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.